Yes, no. Upward, downward spirals. The end of codependence. This is the most magical, simple, always transportable tool I have ever discovered to navigate myself always into authenticity. In you, as in every human, there is a system via which higher guidance, God's self, your soul, it speaks to you. Akin to intuition, yes, they are best friends. This system exists via an energetic language. It is ultra simple. Anyone can detect it when they know how. It is easy to decode. It cannot be misused. This is it. Every time you contemplate, you think about, you focus on either something you are considering agreeing to, or you are already engaged within, Spirit speaks directly to you, infallibly, a yes or a no. It is this simple. When you do contemplate anything and you notice an upward spiraling energy inside of you, this is Spirit saying to you, yes, go for it, it is all lined up. When you contemplate the very same thing, when you hold it in your mind's eye and you notice a downward spiraling energy of any kind, this is Spirit saying to you, no. There are unnecessary challenges ahead. Your energy, it will become tangled. It will soon be a mess and you will feel congested. The price of this, it is too high. So please do not act on this, my friend. Please do not act on this. Before we carry on, my friend, for this is huge, please just notice what is an upward spiral in you. How do you identify physically, emotionally, or mentally? What is the energetic experience like? How do you discern it? And when it is a downward spiral, how then do you notice this physically, emotionally, or mentally? How do you this one discern? I recommend that you take out a pen and paper or a keyboard and write yourself some notes. This is you now doing the most important self-awareness thing, detective work you might call this, that you will ever do. For as you become proficient at recognizing upward and downward spirals within your house, your energy, you will be able now to swiftly and masterfully navigate yourself always into flow. For yes is how Spirit does speak. It gets you up on top of the waves. This is precisely how it teaches you to surf life's waves. People who do not yet know how to discern upward from downward spirals within, they themselves drown. They consistently get caught up in the middle of waves, submerged beneath their rising crests. Or they do cast themselves right out of the most glorious waves altogether. They live in dead energy zones. Yes, authentic yes, and only authentic yes. This is how you can now ride home on life's waves. For this is how you can live in flow, just like I do. Yes, just like I do. Once you begin to develop your capacity to clear discern between upward spiral, that is a yes, and downward spiral, that is a no signal within yourself. This is Spirit speaking to you, directing you to where is ideal, to go and what choices are the best for you to make. It is as if Spirit is above your head, mentoring you as you do play a chess game. Like checkers, or perhaps chess, you can begin to actively apply yes and no. This yes-no practice, it recognizes the premise that we, yes, you and I, we have grown up in a society that is rife with codependence. In codependent cultures, we are taught, via unspoken modeling, how we are to be, incredibly vague with our no. Why? So that we are available at any time to take on another's crime, their overwhelmed, their unwanted experience, to absorb it on their behalf. Basically put, in a codependent culture, we carry a bit of this and a bit of that. We do this for other people and they do this for us. Why? We become a tangled ball of congested yarn, not sure who we are, and we become very, very confused about who is truly responsible for what. Recognizing this most basic premise, yes and no, it does us allow to now clean this up. It allows us elegantly, succinctly to reclaim our inherent power, our responsibility, our authority, and our jurisdiction over our own energy, over our own choices, over our own life. Let us continue exploring now. We can apply this sacred vow. Every time you contemplate anything and you receive an inner downward spiraling no, this is a signal direct from spirit transmitted via your very own internal energy. This communication system, it is so precise. It is on the mark. It never errs. And the greatest gift, you were born with it. If you were impeccably true to it and you followed its guidance, always, always, you would always live in flow. And if you actively say no, each and every time there is a downward plunge in you, you would live a very isolated experience. For our world is based on relationships with other humans and with nature, with our own ideas and with ourselves, and of course with things. Yes and no, these are the switch flippers that either connect or that disconnect us from relationships. If you were to take the elements of yes and no that we have explored here, if you were to take this right into your heart completely, and with this, if you were to perform an inventory of your current life, like virtually every human alive on this planet now, you would discover an overflow of quasi-yeses. What is a quasi-yes, you ask? It is a not quite yes. It is an I am not sure, so I guess I'll say yes. It is an I do not have anything better to do with my time, and so I guess I will just say yes. It is an I'm afraid of how you might react to me if I say no, and so I will say a quasi-yes. It is an I said last time, and so I guess I will say again the same quasi-yes. It is an I do not know yet, and I do not want to keep you waiting, so I will say my quasi-yes, and then I will shut up. These are all quasi-yeses. Do any of them sound familiar to you? Or are there others that you would personally like to add to this list? In the realms of authenticity, of integrity, of truthfulness, a quasi-yes, it is a no. For integrity, it can only exist as we align our thoughts, feelings, and our intentions, actions, and our dreams with each other and without seams, in alignment with our soul. Integrity arises out of congruence. So if you did perform an inventory of your current life, you might be flabbergasted to discover just how many quasi-yeses you are right now in the midst of living, and or how many quasi-yeses you have lived throughout your past. A basic tenet to recognize here, a cold hard truth, it is this. Whenever you say yes, when you actually mean no, you will always have a mess to clean up. Whenever you or I or anyone is inauthentic to any degree, we are speaking, thinking, or acting out of alignment with our highest potential in the now. We are affecting a chaotic entanglement, a chaotic planet, a chaotic world. We are quite literally calling it in. We are nodding green light toward it. We are frontline accomplices to our own needless suffering.